Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello friends, this week we are studying the subject of faith to overcome. 1 John 5:4 has been our text, which reads, "For whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith." Jesus said, "In this world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." John 16:3. Jesus clearly said we will face tribulation, which means pressures of life, trouble, difficulty, as we walk in this fallen world, but that we are to be of good cheer. We are to have joy and expectation that Jesus himself has overcome the world, and then he has given us his Spirit, and we have the same Spirit of God, which is an overcoming spirit, a spirit to overcome, a spirit of faith like the Lord Jesus himself. 1 John 4:17 speaks of this when it says, "Because as he is, so are we in this world." It referred to how we are to walk as we are on this earth, not in the sweet by and by when we are in heaven, where we have no pressures of life, where there are no troubles or difficulties, where there are no tribulations to overcome. Jesus and his word clearly teach that God has given to every believer faith to overcome every and any difficulty, trouble, or trial that we may face in this earth. We have been talking about living a life that's filled with faith to overcome. Yesterday, we spoke of one outstanding example in the Gospels of faith that was an overcoming faith. Jesus referred to it as great faith, and it was the story found in Matthew chapter 8 of the centurion and his overcoming faith in Jesus to heal his paralyzed servant. He relied strictly on the word of Jesus being able to effect healing for his servant without Jesus even needing to come and lay hands upon him. Jesus referred to this as great faith. There's only one other example in the Gospels where Jesus called a person's faith great faith. And it is also in the life of another Gentile, and it is the story of the Syrophoenician woman found in Matthew chapter 15. The story begins in verse 21, and it reads, "Then Jesus went out from there and departed to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came from that region and cried out to him, saying, 'Have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed.' But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, 'Send her away, for she cries out after us.' But he answered and said, 'I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel.' Then she came and worshipped him, saying, 'Lord, help me.' But he answered and said, 'It is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs.' And she said, 'True, Lord, yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table.' Then Jesus answered and said to her, 'O woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire.' And her daughter was healed from that very hour." Here is our second example of faith to overcome that Jesus specifically called great faith. Now, this passage of scripture has puzzled many people, especially because of Jesus's reference to this woman as a dog. And many people cannot seem to reconcile that expression with the compassion of Christ that we see throughout the Gospels. But having some insight into the cultural situation of the day will help you not to be so offended at this reference to this woman as a dog. Gentiles at that time were called dogs by the Jews. It was merely the common manner of speech referring to people who were outside the covenant of God that Israel had with the Lord. The term really was not offensive, but it was common speech at that time, differentiating Jew from Gentile. Now we can see in this particular passage that the woman did not appear offended at all at Jesus' use of the term dog when talking to her about healing. Jesus was simply conveying the message that he had been sent to the Jews first. As we know, that was the assignment that God gave to the Jews first and then to the Gentiles. Jesus said, "I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." So when he spoke to her and said, "It's not good to take the children's bread," which is his reference to healing, "and throw it to the little dogs," she understood clearly that he was saying, "I was sent to bring this message of God, the good news, the gospel of healing to the Jews first." The woman who had tremendous faith in Christ, both his ability to heal, his ability to cast out demons, and his reputation for having tremendous compassion on people who were in desperate straits, took Jesus' own words, referring to the dogs, and said, "True, Lord, yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table." She pleaded with him, saying, "That's true. I'm outside the covenant of God with the Jewish people, but even the little dogs are entitled to the scraps from the table of their masters." And Jesus loved this expression of faith in the compassion of God, in the mercy of God, and her persistence in faith pleased him so much that he said to her, "Oh, woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire." Now, there are several things we can observe from this story that apply to us as we desire to receive from God the very promises he has in his word for us by exercising our faith. And remember, faith, as we are using it here, is referring to an unshakable confidence and trust in God, his word, and his character. This woman had an unshakable confidence in the word of Jesus, the character of Jesus, that he was a God of compassion, or in this case, she saw him as a man of compassion. And we also need to have that kind of faith, very consistent and confident faith in God. A thing that often stumbles people is when they waver in believing that God is a God of compassion and mercy, and they begin to entertain thoughts that maybe he's not as merciful to them as to others. This is a lie Satan will use against believers as they attempt to stand on the word of God. You must cast down such thoughts that try to exalt themselves against the word of God. God is a God of compassion, a God of mercy. He's Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals you. We must stand firm on that, just as this woman was absolutely unshakable in her faith that Jesus was a healer and that he was a man of compassion. Jesus referred to that unshakable confidence as great faith. This is a faith that will overcome the most desperate of circumstances. Make sure that your faith is not allowed to waver by the suggestions of the enemy, who will like to assault God's character to you because of your circumstances. This woman had a very desperate case. Her daughter was severely demon-possessed. There was absolutely no one that could help her but Jesus. Do you have such a case where there is no one that can help you but God Himself? Then you are a candidate who can receive the promise of God by exercising your faith to overcome. But you must be confident and unshakable about the truth of God's character of love, compassion, and truthfulness and faithfulness to His own word. A second thing that can be observed in this passage is the fact that this woman did not allow herself to become offended at God when, first of all, it says Jesus did not answer her a word when she first approached Him. She had cried out, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed." And the scripture says in verse 23 of Matthew 15, "But He answered her not a word." I have observed many Christians become offended at God when they cried out to God and He did not answer immediately. And they became offended, angry at God, assuming that it was a demonstration or evidence that God did not care for them and have compassion on their situation. You must guard your heart against becoming offended at God. This situation, Jesus tested her. Her persistence, and allowed her to demonstrate her faith to Him before He gave her her answer. He fully intended to answer, and I tell you that God fully intends to answer you with the desire of your faith. But you must not allow yourself to become offended at God when the answer does not come as quickly as you would like it to come. Remain steadfast and unshakable in your confidence that God's word is true, He's faithful who promised, and His compassion and mercy are endless for you and your situation.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.